to Real World News. Serious claims against Italian energy company Enel at World Water Forum in Marseille. Murders, death threats, persecutions, repression and filing criminal reports are just some of the practices chosen by Italian corporation Enel to establish its hydroelectric project Palo Viejo in Quiché Department, Guatemala. This is what indigenous leader Baltasar de la Cruz Rodriguez from the Mayan Exil people told Real World Radio in an interview with our correspondent in the Alternative Water Forum in Marseille, France, Danilo Urrea. I personally received several death threats, said Baltasar, and he added that Enel had filed 8 complaints against him for his struggle against a hydroelectric dam. The company wanted to leave me in jail for over 40 years. The Palo Viejo project implies the building of a dam downstream Godsal River and its 3 tributaries, Chipal, El Regadillo and Arroyo Escondido. The indigenous leader said that Enel arrived to the territories of the exiled people without their consent, without providing information or consulting the local communities. It was in 2008 that the company started to establish itself in a communal land, according to Baltasar, and invaded indigenous lands, denied them access to water resources. Despite the request by local communities, Enel hasn't provided information about its hydroelectric project and went on without carrying out consultations. In addition, it repressed and persecuted leaders with the support of former President Alvaro Colom, according to Baltasar. The indigenous representative even blamed the Italian company for the murder of 2 young indigenous people, which was covered with tens of thousands of dollars. With reference to the indigenous demands, Baltasar said that they never aim to receive something in exchange of their natural goods. They are not for sale, he highlighted. What we want is enough to leave our territories. We want rivers to be free and that animals and people can have access to them. We don't want life to end with the building of this dam, he highlighted. We don't want a development imposed by transnational corporations taking our natural resources away from us, he concluded.
You are listening to Real World News.